Hi, welcome to the law offices of Saul Goodman & Associates. From parking tickets to mass murder, from slip and fall to bond fraud, Saul Goodman & Associates is your one-stop shop for all your legal needs. This week only, 2-for-1 misdemeanor shoplifting arrest for the price of one. How can I do it? Because I care. So if they say you're Breaking Bad, you better call Saul.
Bob Odenkirk plays criminal lawyer Saul Goodman in the TV series Breaking Bad. He'll be back with the same character in a spinoff series, Better Call Saul. It's scheduled to premiere in February. Now, although he's been doing a lot of acting lately, Odenkirk has a long history as a comedy writer and performer. Like Simon Rich, he's written for Saturday Night Live, and he's especially known in comedy circles for his work as co-creator of the so-called American Monty Python, the sketch comedy TV series Mr. Show with Bob and David. Now, Bob Odenkirk has released his very first book, A Load of Hooey. Doug Gordon sat down to talk with him.
Bob, I wonder if there was something more satisfying and pure about writing for print because of the fact you don't have to worry about convincing the suits, the network executives, to give you a few million dollars to hire actors and crew. Instead, you have this total creative freedom.
Yeah, well, not only that. Listen, Doug, I totally indulged myself in this book. I would like to point out to you that the last people I thank are the directors and members of the Lilly Guild, New York Local 214. Do you know what Lilly Gilding means?
Yes, I do.
Gilding the Lily. I mean, I overwrote stuff in here.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I edited it, but I did not hesitate to make myself laugh and put things in that I would not leave in a presentation kind of way. Like if I perform stuff, I tend to perform these pieces shorter than they're written.
Mm-hmm.
I cut stuff out. I did that on purpose. I said, this book is going to be a place for me to kind of just go past my lengths of silliness and just dig in deeper on more silliness than I would normally leave in. Because I figure it's a book that you pick up and read one piece at a time and then you put it down and then you pick it up 2 days later and read two pieces and then you put it down and then 3 years from now you pick it up and you just enjoy the journey of the little pieces one at a time.
What do you think good comedy is about?
My daughter asked me what comedy was. She asked me two things when she was like 7 or 8. She said, Dad, tell me about comedy. What is it? And I said, well, comedy is about being honest. It can be a brutal honesty, but it's some way of telling a truth about people. In A Load of Hooey, I wrote a piece called Martin Luther King Jr.'s Worst Speech Ever. And it's just an imagining of Martin Luther King stumbling and talking to himself and feeling inadequate, which he probably never did, but maybe once, right? One of his speeches was the worst one he ever gave.
Had to be.
Right?
For sure.
Okay. So it wasn't as bad as the one I wrote for him.
That's for sure.
Hello. Hi. I was not told I would be speaking today, but I guess I'm Martin Luther King, so I'm invited to a church. I should have put two and two together. Okay, you can do this, King. Come on, let's get it together. All right. We stand together today, all of us, black and white. Well, there's not so many white people here. Maybe some in the back, but not important. Moving on. All of us today are a great conflagration. What? That's not a word. Congregation. Not the same thing. Whew, it's hot in here. Man, it is hot in this great state of Kentucky. What? What's that? Alabama? Mississippi? Okay, Mississippi. Then why did that guy say Alabama?
You know, there's something in taking icons and reminding ourselves that they're people. It almost makes them more valuable because they did something amazing with just the same tools that you or I have.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that comedy, except for prop comedy, I don't know what prop comedy is about, but I think that other kinds of comedy are generally, it's generally about being honest. The other thing my daughter asked me was, what's the most fun you ever had doing your job? And the answer was so quick and simple. I was lucky enough to write a scene for Second City called The Motivational Speaker that Chris Farley did. And to be clear, it was based on a voice Chris did, you know, already. I'd seen him do in an improv set, but I just gave it a story and structure. But I got to do that sketch 8 times a week on the Second City stage with Chris doing Matt Foley 2 feet from my face. And that was just the purest joy I've ever experienced over and over and over every single time. It was crazy.
And of course, that has that famous line that lives on that I'll let you say it because I'll butcher it. Plus, it'll sound better coming out of your mouth than mine.
Living in a van down by the river.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, that's it. That's a classic. One of many great pieces in A Load of Hooey is called Her Laughter. I'm wondering, could I get you to read the first page, please?
Let's read something else. Let's read The Phil Spector I Knew. Is that okay?
Sure. I have the audiobook anyway, so I can always pull a piece of whatever
I
want.
You know what? If you have the audiobook, would you do me a favor and play one of my favorite things that we ever recorded, which was Brian Posehn reading I Found a Jackson Pollock Today?
Okay.
Let's play that right here. This is my friend Brian Posehn reading a poem I wrote, I Found a Jackson Pollock.
Excuse me for jumping and shouting hooray, but I found a Jackson Pollock today. It was under the stairs, behind some chairs. It had been there for years, we were all unawares. In a spare space of clutter, with old brooms and dustbins, in rurally rural old rural Wisconsin. At first I'd no idea, unsure what I'd found. Some old thing worth nothing, thought I. Nothing world-renowned. But now I know it's a Pollock, and here's how I know. All the splotches of paint are placed there just so. They pop and they mingle to coax forth a mood. They tell you a story they force you to brood. Upon their deep meaning, there's just something more there than just splotches of paint that are going nowhere. So I know it's a real one, a top-notch big deal one. The kind that will hang in a Met or a Getty. And when I know what it's worth, will I sell it? You betty.
Oh, Brian is so funny.
Definitely. That is vintage Posehn. And you gave him great material to work with. I especially love the Getty Betty rhyme. While I was reading A Load of Hooey, I thought about Picasso's famous quote, every act of creation is first of all an act of destruction. And that seems especially true of comedy and the kind of satire that you like to create. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I've thought about that a lot lately. It makes me feel a little bad, to be honest with you, because destruction is easier than construction, and it's easier to tear things down than it is to build them up.
But there are a lot of things that need to be torn down, that need to be destroyed, don't you think?
And it helps. It helps to tear it down. It can encourage you to build it up more properly, or it can encourage you to continue trying to fix things when you see their faults. There's ultimately maybe a constructive value to it, but in the end, it is easier to destroy stuff.
Funnier, too.
And funnier. It's a lot more fun, yeah. Come on.
Do you have favorite things you like to destroy in your work?
I have a strange relationship with religion. I really do. I mean, I would never call myself an atheist, and I don't know where to sign up for it either. But I can't be called a true believer for sure. So I don't know where I lie on that scale. I can't figure it out myself.
Agnostic, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. Agnostic is so... It feels like you're being, like, committedly non-committal. You got to ask me this question literally a minute before I die, and then I'll tell you what I believe.
Okay.
Until then, it's all up in the air.
An angel of the Lord came unto me. I thought that was cool. Worth mentioning, anyways. It told me that I could ask any question I had and I'd get the truth. So I asked, which religion is right and true? He thought for a moment and said, I cannot specify by name, but two religions are true. Two? I said, how can that be? He shrugged and said, what can I say? That's the way it is. I said, can you possibly help me narrow it down? He nodded and said, okay, I shouldn't do this, but... I can tell you that Scientology is not one of the true ones. Does that help you? No, I said. No, that does not help.
Is acting as satisfying as writing and performing your own work? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but you consider yourself a writer first, don't you? Or has that changed now? Do you still consider yourself a writer first and foremost?
I don't know. I've been doing so much performing and acting, and also more than just sort of quantity. It's been really challenging, and I've had to think about it and make an effort and break it down and discover what I can do and push myself further. So I guess I'm becoming more of an actor in how I perceive myself. You know, we'll see where it goes, see if there's any future in it.
There clearly is for you.
Writer, performer, and actor Bob Odenkirk. He's the author of A Load of Hooey, and he talked with Doug Gordon.